poll, over one-third GOP voters said they would never vote for Mike Pence. By Hannah Blow on July 3, 2023. More than one-third of Republican primary voters said they would never vote for former Vice President Mike Pence, the latest Fox News survey found. The survey, taken June 23 to 26, asked Republican primary voters to identify which Republican candidates they would never vote for. Pence takes the lead among candidates listed in this particular survey, as 35% said they would never vote for the former vice president. One in five, 20%, said they would never vote for former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley, followed by 16% who said they would never vote for anti-woke businessman Vivek Ramaswamy or South Carolina Senator Tim Scott. 14% said they would never vote for Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, followed by 13% who said they would never support President Donald Trump. Meanwhile, 58% of Republican voters said they would definitely vote for Trump, compared to 30% who said the same for DeSantis and 10% who said the same for Haley. Further, 12% said they would definitely vote for Pence and Scott, and 13% said the same of Ramaswamy. The overall survey was taken among 1,005 registered voters, and the GOP portion has a +5% margin of error. Notably, other candidates including former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie and former Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson were not listed in that portion of the poll and were therefore not included. However, the results coincide with last week's Morning Consult survey, which found Pence boasting the second highest unfavorable rating in the GOP field, with 39% of Republican primary voters expressing an unfavorable view. Christie took the crown in terms of unfavorability, as 46% reported an unfavorable view. Last week, Pence made waves after making an unannounced trip to Ukraine, where he met with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. Pence used the opportunity to call for strong American support for our Ukrainian friends and allies, telling NBC News. But coming here just as a private citizen, being able to really see firsthand the heroism of the Ukrainian soldiers holding the line in those woods, see the heroism of the people here in Irpin that held back the Russian army, to see families whose homes were literally shelled in the midst of an unconscionable and unprovoked Russian invasion, just steals my resolve to do my part, to continue to call for strong American support for our Ukrainian friends and allies. Related video, Mike Pence, no room in the conservative movement for apologists for Putin. According to the AP's report last week, the Pentagon will announce it is sending up to $500 million in military aid to Ukraine, including more than 50 heavily armored vehicles and an infusion of missiles for air defense systems, U.S. officials said Monday, as Ukrainian and Western leaders try to sort out the impact of the brief weekend insurrection in Russia. As of March, the U.S. had given $32 billion in aid to the country. That same month, Morning Consult released a survey which found a plurality of Republicans expressing the belief that Ukraine is not a vital U.S. interest.